and Karen Carty has the news.
The Spanish authorities have issued the most severe weather warning for the country's southwestern coast. Storms that have devastated the Valencia region continue to threaten lives and communities. The regional government in Valencia has announced almost €250 million in aid for those affected by the floods. Last night, the Taoiseach Simon Harris spoke to the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, expressing Ireland's horror and sorrow at the numbers of people who had lost their lives in the disaster. From Valencia, our Europe editor Tony Connolly reports.
While the people of Valencia continue to count the cost of the devastating flash floods earlier this week, the Spanish Meteorological Agency has issued a red alert for the province of Huelva in Andalusia, next to the Portuguese border on the southwestern coast. The town of Huelva, as well as other municipalities, have already been flooded this morning. In the early hours, nearby towns recorded 100 litres of water per square metre. The agency has also issued orange alerts for the islands of Mallorca and Menorca, as well as for the northern coast and northern interior. As Spain faces into a holiday weekend, the authorities have urged people not to travel to the Balearic Islands, Catalonia, Andalusia, Valencia or Extremadura. So far, 158 people have been confirmed dead, 155 of those in the Valencia region. The death toll is expected to climb higher as the emergency services reach towns and villages which have so far been cut off. In a phone call with his Spanish counterpart last night, the Taoiseach Simon Harris said the stories of loss and injury were heartbreaking and Ireland would provide whatever help it could, including through EU structures. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Valencia.
Microsoft has announced 550 additional engineering and research and development jobs in Dublin. The positions will focus on developing artificial intelligence and cybersecurity products and services and will be established over the next 3 to 4 years. Our business editor Will Goodbody reports.
Microsoft employs thousands of people in Ireland at its Dublin offices, at LinkedIn, which it owns, and at its data centre in the capital. It, like other big tech firms, is investing heavily in artificial intelligence in an effort to achieve dominance in what it sees as a transformative technology. As a result, it's now to add 550 new engineering, research and development roles in its Irish operations, focused on developing both AI and cybersecurity products and services. The new positions will be added over 3 to 4 years, but 120 are available from today. They'll be in areas like software engineering, applied sciences, product management, program management, data science, design, technical writing and analytics. The investment, which has been welcomed by IDEA Ireland, will bring the total numbers employed by Microsoft in Ireland to over 6,000 and comes a little over a year after the company cut roles here as part of a global retrenchment in the tech sector.
It's reported that 47 Palestinians have been killed in the central Gaza Strip. The Palestinian news agency said that most of the dead were women and children and that they died in an overnight Israeli bombardment. Meanwhile, the United Nations has said Israeli soldiers have bulldozed UNRWA's office in a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. The head of the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, Philippe Lazzarini, said the office in the Nur Shams camp would no longer be used. The Israeli military has denied any responsibility. With 4 days to go before the US presidential election, the two main candidates have been making their final pitches to voters in Western battleground states of Arizona and Nevada. The Democratic Party candidate Kamala Harris told supporters in Las Vegas that the US was exhausted with the divisions that her Republican Party rival Donald Trump had created. At a rally in Nevada, Mr. Trump criticised his rival's climate policy, claiming that the Democratic Party wanted to cut emissions by getting rid of windows and cows. Dublin Fire Service has said it had the highest number of calls on Halloween since 2021. Up to midnight, 494 fire station calls were received in Dublin and 421 ambulance call-outs. There were almost 1,200 calls made in the Leinster region. The Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service said that from 6 o'clock yesterday evening until 1 o'clock this morning, fire crews responded to 63 incidents. Several of the incidents were Halloween-related, including 16 bonfires. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Today will be dull and cloudy. It'll be dry apart from isolated patches of drizzle on the coasts. It'll be mild with limited sunny spells. Highest temperatures will range from 12 to 15 degrees.